It's Rise FM with Lauren Hill, X Factor, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. This evening, we're having a conversation on syphilis because we are so afraid of every other thing, mainly HIV and AIDS, that we don't realize that it's not the only thing we should be worried about. And in taking care of ourselves, we need to be informed, we need to be aware, but above everything else, we need to be supportive of each other. But we are in a committed relationship. In a committed relationship, vele kutoba netinkinga, kutoba nemaphutha, and la kuba nemaphutha khona, kuba nema consequences, which we will share in, irrespective of ukuthi kube liphutha labani. With the question of the evening being, as a couple, if one of us gets sick, do we go to the doctor together or individually? Sengifuna kuva ngawe ke ngifuna kuva lenza ba commitment ukuthi niyathe commitment igqobo noma siyasho nje ngemlomo ngoba commitment ukuthi vele sihambe sonke lesibuye sikhala so uthu ukuthi sinayo lesifilis. Akusana sikhathi sekwada phela lapho fanele sibute ama questions so uthu that are relevant to our situation, nekuthi siphila kanjani ke manje. Are we supposed to stop being intimate while we take treatment, or if we are on treatment, we have nothing to worry about? Are there supposed to be changes to our diet? Is this something that could affect our children, more especially because with syphilis, some develop cold sores, njengoba bengishilo. Kungenzeka sinebantwana labancane siyabaphakamisa, siyabaqabuza, kanti mhlambe we're not supposed to do that because they'll be exposed to that open wound. Sesitholakala manje nemntwana naye mhlambe sewusenkingeni. If you're wondering, kuthi okay, Fezile, le syphilis kwendekalani ngayo? Syphilis is a sexually transmitted infection caused by the bacterium Treponema pallidum. It progresses through stages, each with distinct symptoms, and can affect various parts of the body. While early stage syphilis is curable with antibiotics, delayed treatment can lead to severe, irreversible damage to organs like the heart and brain. You see why, Ngitsi? It's not something that I would want my partner to go consult alone and discover kutunayo miningati. Ngoba if I don't have any symptoms, if I'm not sick, they might assume, no, we partner am I guli. So there's nothing to talk about. Ngdotasi treatment, meaning dinatele, imbilo ikubege, but ngalagimi, kangane kangane, it will start to progress. And can you imagine now, sis tola ngoba there's damage to organs. The heart, the brain is starting to have issues. And I discover, oh, actually, it's syphilis. Because not all illnesses present themselves immediately after you are exposed to them. Kunethi for letting ahlala about 3 to 5 years when asolu qabanga ukuthi awunaso sibe sikhona. Now, stages of syphilis. Primary, a painless sore. Canker appears at the site of infection, often on the genitals, rectum, or mouth. So bear that in mind, because obviously this is your partner. Secondary, skin rashes, fever, fatigue, and other symptoms may develop, potentially covering the entire body. Latent, no visible symptoms may be present, but the infection remains in the body. This is the dangerous part, where the one partner thinks, kukula mina ngitsima symptoms agim, luyaga nama symptoms, not knowing, would see, just because I don't have symptoms does not mean I'm not sick. Now, tertiary can occur years after the initial infection and cause severe damage to the brain, heart, and other organs. So, we are going to talk about it. We are committed. It's a tough one for a lot of couples. But the reality is, we are in it together. Be it sick, fene kumbe siyekuphile nifanele sihambe so ngangise simtimba munye sithe siyathandzana ungazi ukuthi umuntu uyamthanda usho ukuthi konke la chamka nako ufanayi usuke sewuvumile ngalokuthi nami ngiyakuthanda so ungabe sizosaba ke ka dokotela usabani isikhokho sami usabani usemasababuzini but let me know kuthi uthi wena ihamba kanjani. This is Rise FM with Sandy Rivera coming to my room, and you're still tuned into Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, which as a couple, if one of us gets sick, Do we go to the doctor together or individually? And this is what you had to say. Michael Ntuli, uthi, we say eomile izaziyela emlanjeni. Unless she's pregnant, then I wouldn't mind going with her. Kethi wesibonelo sihle, uthi, preferably both, so that if we are making each other sick, the doctor can be able to assist both of us. Tepo en mutamburuka uthi, kuyalo kula kuvezile. Tepo koza, usilishonile sesifezile, sihamba sonke, angisho siyathanda. No, we go individually. And then if the doctor says I should bring my partner as well, then we go together. Prince Mnisi, uthi, akukho lengamfihlela kona, we go together. Rachel Lawrence, uthi, my ex always drove me to the doctor, made sure I was comfortable when I got home, then carried on with his day. Rest Dog Madiso, uthi, loko kuzophuma kuye ukuthi uyangikhapha or what, I can't force her, but ngakimi, if she needs me ukuthi ngihambe naye, I can even make time for my bae. Jlo Khoza uthi sihamba sobabili asifihlelani lutho. Sabelo Msutho kaQebisa uthi cha empeleni sihamba sobabili ngoba sifihlelani lutho. Ngike ngaba kuleso sigameko makwebantwana bami. Uthi makwebantwa bami waba nami ngaze ngalulama. And that's beautiful. That is really beautiful. I hope if it happens, Gusinai, aphatheke, you do the same. Mlungisi Mhlanga uthi, akuhambe ogulayo, ngiyaphi mina kwadokotela ngakuli. Ngingamphelezela nje udali kodwa kungabi imphoqo. Thompson Lubisi uthi, it depends uma agula kakhulu odokotela asifuna sobabili. Nhlanhla Isaac uthi, mele ngiyemsebenzini uzohamba yedwa uzongifonela bakaqeda. Nkosinadlamini uthi, hey, yevezile akuyele ogulayo. Sviso David Mavimbela, hey, Fez, if it's a serious illness, especially related to a certain disease, why not? Dr. Zofiga Tate Magazi, then we both know ukuthi sinani azishe via mkhondo. Bondlela Pilti Potlo, hey, you'd lose your job if you're a man and go to the doctor with your lady every time she's sick. These people don't skip 2 months without being sick. Imagine at your workplace, sebakwazi ukuthi ungumagula njalo indoda. Should there come time for retrenchment or you commit any fault at work, uzoqoshwa. But we can go over the weekend. Doctors do operate over the weekend as well. But, you know, this question was not mainly to focus on going together to the doctor, but accountability and responsibility. Because that is a very important foundation in commitment. Uma ngabe kutholakala ukuthi ngiyagula and whatever illness lengifikele ngithole ukuthi nginayo stems from me being with you, vele kutomele unginakekele. Angithi uma ngabe uthi wena umuntu uyamthanda mfane bantu, kusho kona ukuthi uma ngabe kuhamba ahlangabetana nemanyeva as a consequence of choosing you or being with you, fanele ukumele nako lokho. And then even lalele kahle never abantu bathi hey akuhambele ugula kunjanjana. You must have these conversations in a relationship, especially if you are someone who does not play it safe and wathi ukuthi wena uku commitment umuve nyalo ungakaguli ukuthi njengoba ngivana naye uma angangigulisa ngilale phansi utangithwala mbongilahle etihlobeni kumbuta uma nama silomntwana abantu njenge ngenxa yami. So I will take responsibility. Kube ngimile ngehla ngenyuka naye ngiqasha umuntu ukuthi amnakekele mangisemsebenzini silekelelane nangishayisa ngiyabuya ngimnese azaphile. Kubalekile lokho because you can't say you are in a committed relationship with someone but yet la finally testwe khona le commitment ukuthi iya exist vele is solid awukwendi lokho. No. I commitment ngoko naloko ukuthi utakumela yini. Uma sekuhamba hamba kufika la kuba nema-test khona in trials. Akunakekeli yena. Nomuntu awubaleka. Ngila utawubona khona ukuthi commitment noma tiqabangele wena ucale kuthatha ama-decisions that are in your best interests. It's aim. This Raz FM with We Own Sundays, Everything About You. And you're still tuned into Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. Hey, yeah, it's it. Conversation that we were having this evening, but one thing I love about tough conversations is that they open our eyes to a lot of things. Kungendeka ukuthi uhlala ulenda liphutha lokuthi hayi baby uyathi hambela eka dokotela yedwa naphinza abuya ubuthi lutho wena nedulinzela nje kumva athi hayi sengcono cha Once we get into a relationship, singumtimba munye. Ungvekahle. It's not just in marriage. It's in a relationship. Singumtimba munye. If munya kula kusho ukuthi sonke siyagula. More especially because there are illnesses that might not present symptoms immediately, but dibeti khona. So in taking care of yourself, you must take care of your significant other. And sometimes taking care of them is also tagging along and going to the doctor with them so that you're able to ask questions about this illness, especially with, is it contagious? Is it something that can be transmitted through intimacy? Do I also need to take antibiotics? And going forward, is this something that we will treat? Is it something that will require a lifestyle change in order to manage this illness? All of those are questions that you need to ask the healthcare professional, because my relationship is yati kutaya pela ningahlukana kodwa uhlukana uhamba nako naye uhamba nako yena bamtshelile uyakwati lafanele akwati ngaleso sifo leso wena mhlamba unaso, you don't even know there are no symptoms, and then years down the line so yaqala organs are failing in cases where it is syphilis. You didn't even know you had it because you thought, gutsi, you know, everything is fine. We must take good care of ourselves. And the reality is being intimate comes with great responsibility. If you trust someone enough to compromise or even risk compromising your immune, then it means you are also going to take full accountability and responsibility for whatever comes from that act. It's Rise FM.